Welcome to Rope Access Tips, Tricks and Chats, brought to you in conjunction with Fifth Point. As always, I'll be your host, Lee Greenwood, and I'd like to say welcome back. It's been a hot minute, hasn't it? I haven't put out any episodes for, I thought it was about a year. Turns out it's nearly two. Been a little bit busy, so I thought I'd do a bit of a season two, I'm back sort of shout out, let you know what I've been up to, where I've been. Bits been going on at Fifth Point with the training. Still running IRADA training in Sydney and in Wellington. Have a new facility over in Wellington if anybody's over there. Fancy's coming for a visit. Definitely come and hook us up. I'm actually in Wellington this week recording this episode, running an IRADA course as well. I've been spending a bit of money. I've bought myself a land yacht, as I like to call it. I've got a little RV. Got bored of hanging out in motels in Wellington. They all seem a bit rubbish. I always wonder what disease I'm going to catch when I'm walking in the door, putting the remote control into a plastic bag because you don't want to touch it, pulling that scary cover sheet off of a bed because you're not sure what's happened with that. But yeah, decided to get myself a nice little RV so I can hang out in that, head down to the beach, chill out there after training courses, look out at the view and record some podcasts. So that's pretty much where I am at the moment. That's a new little toy for me. I'm sure there'll be some trips involved around, which I may chat to you about. We'll see how we go with that. What else has been going on in Fifth Point world? GWO. Fifth Point is now a authorised certified GWO provider. We're doing the basic safety training. Going to be running those courses in Sydney and also over in Wellington as well, and the possibility to run some up in Auckland. So if that's something that interests you, definitely reach out, get in touch with the team at Fifth Point, or reach out to me on Rope Access Tips, Tricks and Chats. Jump onto Facebook. Seems to work quite well if people want to reach me there. I've set up a Insta account. I'm not very good at managing all these accounts, but yeah, have a go at reaching out there. I'll hopefully get in touch with you if you do reach out, which will be awesome. Big news for me. After 25 years of hanging in a harness, my back eventually decided to say no more. No, I haven't hung up my harness. I'm still teaching, but I went under the knife last year. Had back surgery. Anybody dealing with back pain from hanging out in a harness, I can definitely understand what you're going through. Got to a stage start of last year. I was in some real big pain, so had some cortisone injections. First one worked, second one not so much. And then I went under the knife, L4, L5, so lower back down the bottom. I think chatting to the surgeon and stuff like that, spending all those years hanging in a harness, twisting around, spinning around. The bottom part of your spine sort of gets trapped by the harness, pulling it in nice and tight. So you end up twisting through the middle of your back. And then eventually a couple of bulging discs. Had those shaved off. Game changer for me. Been really good. But that's not why you're here. But that's just what I've been up to over the last sort of year or so. Things that have been going on. But more importantly, we're back. Season two. Oh, I did 2 years of it. And now this is season two. So maybe we'll do another two. Maybe longer. We'll see how we go. Looking at most probably an episode every 2 weeks. Take a little bit of pressure off of me for trying to get an episode out every week. We've got some cool things coming up. Episode on the French Connection with the Lebanese introduction. If anybody knows what that is, that's quite a cool little thing. We'll be chatting about that soon. And chatting about powered ascenders. That seems to be a big change in the industry. There's quite a lot going on with those at the moment. About prepping and stuff like that. What you should do before you start using them. A lot of people have had issues with rope snapping and things, and yeah, sheaves blowing out. So we'll be chatting a bit about that and looking after batteries. And also the big news on the IRADA front with level threes is this new level three exam that you have to do on the day of assessment. So these are a few episodes of where we'll be dropping over the next few weeks. If any of that sort of takes your fancy, definitely have a listen, and hopefully you'll learn something about that. As always, guys, thanks for listening in. This is just a quick one, a bit of an update on me, what I've been up to, and what's coming up out of the podcast. If you could do me a solid, tell your friends that the podcast is back up and running if they haven't heard about it. There's a pretty big back catalogue they could go through. 20 tips for rope access is always a favourite. And obviously all those chats, all those interviews with a lot of the legends of rope access. It's always a good look. The ladies of rope access, we did a bit of an episode on those. So then we've got Women's Day coming up soon, so that could be a good one to have a listen to if they haven't listened to those. But anyway, stay safe. I'll see you soon. Cheers.